The holidays are coming up, and a new book shows that Tampa Bay area residents don't have to go too far to get a vacation experience. The second edition of the book 100 Things to Do in Tampa Bay Before You Die recently published, just in time to make plans if you have time off over the holidays. I spoke with the book's author, Kristen Hare. She's a journalist with the Poynter Institute and Tampa Bay Times. Hare moved to Tampa from Missouri about 6 years ago, only planning to stay for a year, but she never left.
So why did you decide to write this book?
I had been here for several months and realized there was so much more to Tampa Bay than what I realized, than just beaches and Disney. And the reporter in me got nosy and busy and started poking around. And what I realized was this is a place that's easy to take for granted because the weather's beautiful and there's so much to do. It's easy to kind of let the tourists have all the fun. So I started digging in and looking for new adventures.
You went to all 100 places, right?
I have been to all 100 places, and many of them I've been back to several times.
What was that like to knock all those out?
Both the first and the second edition of the book almost feel like family and friend albums because each of those is a thing that I went and did with people that I care about. And so both editions of the book were about a year's worth of adventures and planning ahead. And sometimes it gets a little exhausting to be on that pace. You do need downtime, but just inspiring to keep looking for awesome things to do in Tampa Bay.
I actually did a couple of these things from your book, being that I've lived here less than a year and I wanted to learn more about the area. I checked out Oak Lawn Cemetery in downtown Tampa recently. It's just after 4 o'clock on Thursday and it's pretty chilly and really quiet. The gates open, lots of tall trees with Spanish moss. So let's walk in. It's a peaceful place in the middle of a busy downtown. There are brick walkways between burial plots and small iron gates separating parts of the cemetery. And people seem to walk around it or past it and don't really stop in. So for me, it was like I was in my own world in there. It kind of transports you to another time in history, right?
Yeah, it really is like this little sort of pocket of Tampa history. It's very quiet and very almost sacred feeling. And the remains of pirates and politicians and slaves and immigrants are all there together. And I think tell a pretty cool story about Tampa.
If you can't wait to check out the cemetery in person, there is a virtual tour online. You can go to our website to find the link, wusfnews.org. We also have some pictures up on the website, too. I also visited the Seaside Seabird Sanctuary in Pinellas County. I was there on a recent day when they released about 20 birds back into the Gulf. Most were rehabilitated for toxic red tide poisoning that's been plaguing Gulf waters. About 10 people were on the shoreline watching as the pelicans, cormorants, and gulls excitedly and sometimes clumsily flew free. Well, we actually have some video clips of the bird releases at WUSFnews.org if you want to check it out. What was your takeaway about that place?
We see all of these beautiful seabirds when we're at the beach and just basically anywhere. And it's easy to forget that they are our neighbors here and that it's our duty to take care of them. And I think seeing how they're injured from things like fishing lures and fishing lines is a really good reminder of the care that we have to take for our winged neighbors. Also, I don't know if I've ever been that close to most of those birds before, so it was thrilling and a little bit scary to see them. Most of them are in cages, and it was super stinky.
What do you hope people will take away from your book in the end?
I hope that this book reminds people to get out and meet one another and experience the place that we live. It's humbling and thrilling and exciting, and if the tourists get to come here and have fun, so should we.
Well, Kristen Hare, author of 100 Things to Do in Tampa Bay Before You Die, thank you so much for speaking with me and for creating this guide that's really helping me explore my new home.
Thanks. I can't wait to hear about your next adventure.